Hello?
Hi, Dan.
Yes.
Hi, sorry, I saw your text call back and hit your voicemail directly. I don't know if you were listening to my voicemail. This is Emily with Eagle Moss. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh,
Hello,
hello?
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just there's some delays, so but you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. This is Emily with Eagle Moss. I had left a long voicemail, but then I saw your text, so I'm just calling back. So I went through the list you sent, and that was really, really helpful. That was really great. So I was able to find pretty much every order, and what I did is when you look at the sheet, if you put your cursor over each item, I left a comment with the order number in our system and basically the status of it. So like the first one, Davros freed from the cyber prison, like that one is was sent to the warehouse for processing. With the figurine from the fugitive doctor, so those the magazines for the Davros and the fugitive doctor piece, those are currently processing. The magazine is still awaiting stock for the fugitive doctor, so that'll be sent as soon as stock arrives. The Dalek Prime Minister, I could not find that order in the system for the. I just couldn't find it, but I. Since you said you're just missing the magazine, I put in a reshipment for magazine, and in my comment, I put the order that I put the reshipment on. It said out of stock when I put it in, so but as soon as the stock arrives, it's gonna grab that reshipment and send it. The Brigadier that and Third Doctor and Sergeant Benton, that one is the one that was giving the decline, and you said you wanted to update the card on it, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just pull up that order. Okay. And yes, so the PayPal, it charges when you place the pre-order, but credit card, you'll see an authorization when you submit the order just to make sure the card is valid, but it's not going to charge until it ships, so that's what happened. But let me go ahead and update that card. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, the number for that is 5492-6100-9005-5963.
Okay, and the expiration?
0523.
Okay, just one second. Okay, all right, so that's been updated. You probably got another email this morning that it tried again, but it should try it tomorrow with the new card, and then it will go to the warehouse for processing. We just started processing from our new warehouse for eShop, and a lot of the kind of pre-order items had been going to the new warehouse, so that's probably why you had a few that went to the warehouse yesterday, including the, okay, no, that one. So the Fifth Doctor with Adric, Misa, and Tegan, that one is still on pre-order. I did find the order, so I put that in the comments so you can have that if you need to refer to it. The Melker piece and magazine, that one went to the warehouse for processing on the 10th, so yesterday, so you should have the tracking as soon as it's confirmed shipped. The Time Lord Victorious and Brian Dood on it is still on pre-order, so that one hasn't gone for processing yet, but it's on the same order. So I put that order as well, and as soon as that becomes available, it's going to go ahead and ship. And then we get into the rare Daleks. So those, the stock on it is a little shaky still from what I'm seeing. So I went through all of them, and some of them, the number that you had listed for the issue is not the same we had in the system. So I put a note on those just to, say in our system this is issue 12, in our system this is issue 18, etc. So that you just have that for your reference. So the Exposed Mutant Dalek, we have the piece for that one, but not the magazine. So I sent a set of reship for the magazine on a recent eShop order you had for the piece. And so that will go out. And then for everything else, so for the Osmond, that was the figurine, for the Imperial Guard Dalek, for that one was the magazine. And then the Mechanus one, that's both the New Paradigm, that's the magazine. The Electrode Unit one from the Chase, that is both of them. I put in the reshipment on the same order, but set them to basically go out on their own as they become available. So the reshipments are pending, and basically as soon as inventory is seen in the system, it's going to send them out. And then the last one at the bottom was the USS Tron. That one actually went to the warehouse for processing yesterday as well. So that one is also basically going to be on the way very soon. So I was able to find all the items and wrote down the orders for you so you can refer back to the specific order they're on. And not have to kind of chase which order they're on, because sometimes that can become confusing.
Okay, I appreciate you hunting those down.
No problem.
So if I have follow-up questions or want to check in on them, can I just send you another ping?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, you can send me a message, a text, and I can check back on it. I've bookmarked your spreadsheet so that I can, you know, look back on it if you need me to. I think you should have all your items sorted as much as I can for now, and we'll just have to keep an eye on those rare Daleks. Like I said, I've put in the reshipment for them on the system. It's just a lot of it was out of stock. But since the reshipment is pending, when it sees stock, it's going to send them.
Okay. And then I noticed an order hit my card yesterday. Yes, yesterday for 1610.
Yes. That is for the that is Melker. I'm going to guess maybe you use the gift card or something on that one, because it looks like you had used, I had given a supervisor you spoke to a gift card to share with you, just for the inconvenience of the subscription being discontinued for Doctor Who, I believe. And that was the one you used it on. So it basically split the remaining cost across the two items, just cause that's how it works in the system. So, it was Time Lord Victorious. Let me see. Time Lord Victorious and Brian the Ood and the Melker one, those on the order will show as being $9.95 each. Your total for that order was $26.85, would have been $76.85 in total before the gift card. So that's the I see, it's the shipping. That's why. Let me go ahead and refund that shipping, credit that shipping for you, because your order total was over the free shipping mark. But let me, okay, so I've reduced I've applied the free shipping on that, so your final charge for Melker will be $9.95, and then when the Brian the Ood 2 set ships out, that one is going to be $9.95 as well, and that was
okay.
Just the charges after the gift card.
Okay, that makes sense. I was just trying to research what item it was.
Right. Well, it's a low.
About the pre-order part.
Yeah, it's a low cost, and a lot of the items you have on pre-order right now are like sets or special editions. So, you know, that's kind of a weird cost for those. But that's because of that gift card you would use. So, yeah, when that transaction moves to from pending to process, it'll be $9.95. And then next time when you see a $9.95 hit again, that's when your Brian the Hood, I keep adding an H, Brian the Hood, I don't know why. You know, my first language is French, so sometimes I don't see the H, and sometimes I had them where they're not supposed to be. But it's Time Lord Victorious and Brian the Hood. When you see $9.95, that's when that shipment is going to go out, because that was also on a MasterCard, so that one you'll see the charge when it ships.
Okay. And last question, even though the subscription got terminated, are you all still getting the remainder of the collection through the eShop?
As far as I'm aware, yes. I haven't heard otherwise. So as far as I'm aware, we're continuing. Let me see if I have any like inbound or something. That'll be a good indication whether we still have them or not. But I have not heard about it being discontinued in the U.S., just about the subscription. And I think part of that is just because we never took signups in the U.S. after the collection was moved to the U.S., after we had the U.S. branch. Like, you sign up through the U.K. branch before your account was moved here. So we just did not have a lot of subscribers. So I think it was just the reason it eventually got moved to the shop. But let me see if I see Doctor Who items coming in, and that'll give us more information. Just one second. No, did I break it? Just one second. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, just one second. I'm trying to open the list of inbound, but it's just a long document, so it froze my computer. So just give me one second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, I see a lot of stuff coming in for Doctor Who, so yes, because I'm seeing like issue 189 inbound, 192, 193, and et cetera. So it does look like we're continuing to get all of them, and I'm seeing more like of the companion sets coming to, is it more just restocks, if maybe? But I'm still seeing like a lot of Doctor Who items. I don't think there's any plans at the moment to discontinue anything. I know it sells well in the shop, so I don't think that there's any plan to discontinue that. So you should continue to see the other. Yeah, I'm seeing even like 199, 198 and stuff like that. So it doesn't look like it's even beyond that too. It looks like I'm seeing even more, like over 200. I'm not sure how far this collection has gone. That's not one I'm as familiar with, but I know that it's one of our largest ones by far. But yeah, I'm still seeing them coming in. So you shouldn't worry. I don't think you should worry for now about it going away. It should be still in the shop.
Okay. And then I heard it was announced that there's an Expanse and a Stargate collection that's going to be coming out. Do you by any chance have any information on either of those?
I basically pretty much have the same information as you at the moment. Like, that's also what I heard, that they were coming, they were announced, but we don't have much information for now. I would tell you that I knew that a Space 1999, I'm not familiar with that show. It's one of the rare shows I'm not familiar with from the stuff we have. But I knew that was coming, and then I just saw that it's available for pre-order now. So I don't have updates on the Expanse and the Stargate stuff, but I would say you'll probably sign up on the newsletter. So anytime there's updates, it's probably going to be sent there. But as
Okay.
Well, let me check if I see anything inbound. Sometimes there's stuff that comes up on there that we don't expect. So let me check. I don't see anything inbound on those. So if they are already on the way, they're keeping it a bit mum. But as soon as we have updates, I know there's a lot of people looking forward to those. So I'm sure we'll be sharing it more with like the newsletter about when like the designs. If you check herocollector.com, we often share when there's designs available for the first few ship. I think we have the one from The Expanse that was shared on there, like one of the first design. Let me check. Yeah, it looks like there was the concept for the first one, but that was just the concept for the first model. So that was on our website, herocollector.com, but it looks like that's the only information we have available for now. So keep an eye on that website, keep an eye on our newsletter, and as soon as there are more information, I'm sure they'll be sharing more there because we have a lot of people looking forward to them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your help.
No problem. And send me a message or something. You have my number, so send me a text whenever you need me to look into it, or give me a call. And if I'm here, they'll transfer you to me.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate everything.
You're very welcome. Yeah, have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too. Thank
All
you.
right. Bye-bye.
Bye.